All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome back to La Caffaro Valley High School for Section 3A softball playoffs. It's the second round, and La Caffaro Valley, earlier they beat Ortonville in 5 innings, 10-0, and Benson just eliminated the McRae Wolverines 11-8. So it's Benson and La Caffaro Valley in the winner's bracket here, and the ball game just underway. Sue Volk joins me once again in the press box here. Sue, exciting day for softball out here at La Caffaro Valley.
For sure. We've had a hot dog and some chips, and we're ready to rock.
Well, here. I've had more than a hot dog.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
The hot dogs are good out here, aren't they?
They are.
All right, Riley Sawatsky, who threw a no-hitter against Ortonville, is in the circle, and the ball game's underway here. Cruzmark for Benson grounds it right back to Sawatsky for our first out of the ball game. Well, La Caffaro looked impressive against Ortonville, didn't they, Sue?
They did, yes, absolutely.
All right, here's Isabella Walter. She'll be pitching for the Benson Braves. She takes a pitch, a strike. Get your defense here for La Caffaro Valley in a little bit. Overcast skies. The wind is blowing, of course, out here at La Caffaro. And the pitch is called strike two. You can hear the La Caffaro fans. There's a lot of people here.
There is. I couldn't even believe that parking lot out there. There's not a place to park.
Well, we had McRae fans, Benson fans. The Ortonville team even stuck around and to watch the Benson-McRae game, which was a really good game. They were tied, what, 6-6 going into the sixth?
They were.
And a few errors there by McRae cost them, and Benson beat them 11-8. Of course, the first round of Section 3A is single elimination. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. Walters goes down swinging.
Two batters, two outs.
Here's number nine, the catcher, Addison Himley. And Riley's got her sweatshirt on in this game. Pitches outside for a ball. In the south half of Section 3A, game's being played at Edgerton Southwest Christian. Next pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Edgerton Southwest Christian received a first-round bye because of their number one seed. They're taking on Tracy Milroy Ballatin, who beat Murray County Central. I believe it was 4-0. And then RTR won. They beat Lakeview 12-5. And Wabasso beat Adrian in 5 innings, 12-2. So RTR and Wabasso are playing each other. That's in the south half of Section 3A. Three balls, one strike to Himley. Just underway here in the top of first. There's a drive down the first baseline, foul out of play. And counts full. Well, we had quite a long break there between games, didn't we, Sue?
We did, yeah. That second game took a long time. I don't know, just a lot of long innings and a lot of hit balls. And yeah, but here we are and ready to go.
And it's very important to stay in that winner's bracket. You don't want to drop down to the loser's bracket. And the next pitch,
got
to poke out, ball four. Riley only had one walk in game one. And here's Brittany Flower. Brittany Flower, number 14. Rob Schwindeman's up here, and when Rob's in the house, he gets me a Snickers bar every time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Where's your Snickers bar?
I don't know. I don't rate very high.
Thanks to my friend Rob Schwindeman. He always is good to me. Here's a ground ball to Taylor Shelstead. Goes to second to Addie Bond for the force out.
That was a hard hit ball at Taylor, and she played the ball and threw it to second for the third out.
So no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. And we'll go to the bottom of the second inning, or bottom of the first inning, La Caffaro Valley coming to bat. No score between the Eagles and the Braves. We'll be right back.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Lee Motor Company, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Fixin' Chiropractic, Spudzinski for House, Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Dominic Seeds, Heather Nursery, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Midwest Truck Parts, KB's Bar and Grill, Ludvigs and Tylik, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power Association, REC, Canby Farmers Grain, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Jubilee Foods, PK Agan's Restaurant, CCM Health, Southwest Insurance Services, B&B Electrical Contractors, Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Sewerable Designs, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, House of Spirits, Appleton, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Heartland Eye Clinic, Erickson Chevrolet, City Hall Bar and Grill, Pete's Electric Motor, Steve Haas, Independent Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Doug Service and Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, Helmet Insurance Agency, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Sturtevant's of Canby, Madison Bottling Company, Section Sports brought to you by the Canby Co-op Credit Union, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Madison, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison Dental Clinic, Souther Building Supplies, Sprocket Auction and Real Estate, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Jim's Market in Canby, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson, Gislason's Hardware, American Surplus, Mineota Building Center, Woodstock Telephone Company, Appleton Building Center, Section Sports brought to you by the Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, T&D Barnwood Rustics, MVTV Wireless, by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, United Prairie Bank Madison, Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison, Chan Fuller Construction, Ag Processing Incorporated, Miller Services Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Canby Meat Center, Prairie Sun Bank, Edward Jones and Company, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Dawson Truck Parts, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Gruel Electric, also brought to you by B. Johnson Electric, Appleton Area Health, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Kluver Law Office, Citizens Alliance Bank, A&B Auto in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, and Section Sports brought to you by Prins Bank, Pyrrhus, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Kyle Small Engine Repair, and Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92, 92.1 FM.
All right, no score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Paul Ramos, Sue Volk out here at Lackawanna Valley. Here's Taylor Shellstead to lead things off for Lackawanna Valley. And it's where she's got two balls, two strikes to Taylor Shellstead, a junior outstanding athlete at Lackawanna Valley. Actually, I think in 7th and 8th grade, she was out for track.
She was, and then switched, 2 years ago, I think.
Yep. There's a little blooper to short, and the shortstop throws over to first for the first out here.
Yeah, I think that ball was a little inside, and she hit it off the handle and just didn't get a good bat on it.
That was Nygaard, the shortstop, with a nice fielding play. Who do we got here? We got Riley Lund. And a swing and a miss there by Riley, the center fielder for the Eagles. Well, important game here to stay in that winner's bracket. These two teams will be going to Marshall on Saturday. The winner will play at 11 o'clock. The loser will play at 1 of this game on Saturday in Marshall. Beautiful softball complex down in Marshall. Here's a high fly ball to center field. Center fielder coming in, and she can't make the catch.
Had it in a glove and popped right out.
Good effort there, though, by the center fielder, Andrews. Andrews, the center fielder out there for Benson. Tori Andrews. She really gave a nice effort there, didn't she?
She sure did.
Here's Riley Sawatsky. First pitch is a strike. Well, base umpire's put his coat down. Must be a little cool out there. Wind still blowing, of course.
Not quite as bad as the first game, but...
Okay. Yeah, you can see the ball, fly balls. The wind plays a little havoc on him, and there's a ground ball to short. Nygaard flips it to second, and they force Lund out at second for the second out. Riley's at first base.
And a pinch runner in for her with the Jan girl. Kayla Jan
running for Sawatsky. Here's Tori Fungarden. Fungarden looked at Coach Sawatsky's, and Coach Sawatsky's got the signs, and Sue knows what the signs are.
I know exactly what's going to happen right now. I'm not going to tell you, but I'll tell you afterwards what's going to happen.
All right. Here's the pitch from Walter, and there goes the runner, and down the second, and she is out of there.
Oh, got her on the shoulder.
Jan thrown out at second base.
For the third out.
Nice job by the catcher there, Himley, with a perfect throw to second. That'll end the inning for Lackawanna Valley. We'll go to the top of the second. No score between the Braves and the Eagles. You're listening to Section 3A Softball right here on Q92.
At Johnson Memorial Health Services, we have 8 primary care medical providers that deliver high-quality, compassionate health care for individuals of all ages. We offer convenient same-day and late-day appointments that work with your schedule. With telemedicine visits, you can even see your provider from the comfort of your own home. From routine checkups to more complex issues, our healthcare team is ready to serve you. For more information, visit our website at www.jmhsmn.org.
So Wearable Designs in Appleton offers a good inventory of apparel items, custom-made jewelry, belts, caps, blankets, bags, and much more. Home decor items as well. Check them out on Main Street, Appleton. Did you know you can create and share your own designs using their website? Go to SoWearableDesigns.com and be creative. So Wearable Designs, downtown Appleton.
Paul Ramo along with Sue Volk up here in the press box. No score between the Eagles and the Benson Braves. Also in the press box, we've got Ashley McFarland running the PA system along with Lindsey Kranz and Kelsey Ludebar.
Number 7,
takes 3 people to run the microphone. Oh, Lindsay's doing the scoreboard. That's right. Well, Benson, what you got? 1 out here? Nope.
First batter.
Ellie Kruzmark, the third baseman at the plate. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Here's a windup in the pitch by Sawatsky, and it's strike 2. Riley pitched an amazing game against the Oregonville Trojans, throwing a no-hitter, and her only blemish was a walk in the 4th inning. Otherwise, she would have thrown a perfect game, and we both commented, Sue, at the time when she walked the Oregonville Trojan, that you could see the frustration on her.
Yeah, it was her body language. She knew that she was better than that and let one go, but she came back.
We're in the top of the 2nd inning, the Benson Braves. First time in Section 3A, dropping down a section. Strike 2 called the Kruzmark. Kruzmark, the third baseman at the plate for the Benson Braves. 2 strikes, pitches high for ball. Kittleson at first, Bond at second, Shelstead at short, Bungarden at third, that's your infield. Curtis behind the plate. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 2. And Riley had 11 strikeouts in the first game. 1 out. Here's a swing and a miss there by number 12, Presley Nygaard, sorry. If Patty Nygaard would be playing, we'd all be shocked, right? Presley Nygaard. Sorry about that. And swing and a miss for strike 2.
I had Alexis Nygaard in the softball.
Oh, you did?
Throughout the
Alexis
years, yeah. She was.
Right.
Yep.
Pitch outside for a ball. Anna Gibson in left, Riley Lund in center, and Claire Borsted in right for La Caparo Valley. 1 ball, 2 strikes. The pitch is called. Oh, no. Yeah, called strike 3.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Nygaard,
go ahead.
I think she was going to wait for her to drop that so she could run, but Bell hung on to it.
Nygaard just stood there for a while. Well, here's Miranda Clausen. Swing and a miss for strike 1. Riley's throwing some heat again. And our stats up here that Coach Sawatsky gave us. Riley, swing and a miss for strike 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Clausen. Riley had like 1,100 some strikeouts.
She did. 157 or whatever it was. Yeah. Yeah, 157 strikeouts on the season and not adding 11 to it today.
Next pitch, swing and a miss, struck her out the end inning. That's a mowing down inning for Riley Sawatsky. Striking out Kruzmark, Nygaard, and Clausen. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Benson Braves. The Eagles coming to bat here in the bottom of the 2nd. No score. And once again, you're listening to Section 3A softball right here on Q92.
Stop in at the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out their specials on wines, liqueurs, mixers, beer, and much more. The House of Spirits has many beer case specials. And they have one of the largest selections of wines around. The House of Spirits is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 11 to 4. And they remind you to please drink responsibly. That's the House of Spirits in Appleton.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock equipment specialists. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing needs. They have an insulation machine that sucks out the old insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
All right, bottom of the second inning. No score between Lockhart-Paul Valley and Benson. Paul Ramos, Sue Volk here in the second round of Section 3A out here at Lockhart-Paul Valley. And batting is Tori Bungarden. Tori hits one to the shortstop, Nygaard. Quick throw to first, and she is out. Yep.
Nice catch by the first baseman.
And Eagles have one out. Here's Taylor Kittleson. Oh, what happened to my... Did it blow away? My lineup card. No, I see it. Here's Kittleson, hits a high fly ball to right field, and it's caught by the right fielder for the second out. And here's Isabel Gertis for Lockhart-Paul Valley. Gertis, the catcher for the Eagles. She was lined up by Walter, and the pitch is fouled back to the backstop. And Isabel Walter is a senior, tall right-hander. She pitched against McCray. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ball two to Gertis. Two outs here in the top, bottom of the second. No score. Actually, Benson McCray, very close game all the way to the last inning.
Yeah, you kind of expect that with a number 4 and a 5 seed, so they play to that, their seating.
Two balls, one strike. Is it 2-1? Yeah, 2-1.
2-1.
Two outs. Here's the pitch from Walter. Foul back. Isabel hanging tough here. Two Isabels going at it.
It's cooled down a lot, Paul. Everybody's got their coats on, their jackets, and their blankets.
I'm glad I brought my pullover from the car. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Gertis. And that is called strike three. Nice pitch there by the senior, Walter.
Game's moving quickly.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Eagles. We'll go to the top of the third. Benson coming to bat. No score. Section 3A girls softball playoffs right here on Q92.
Rebel Camper Sales and Service in Clara City has the best selection of new and used fifth wheels and travel trailers for great prices and the best service around. Shop Rebel Camper Sales and Service in Clara City. They're located right off Highway 7. Presenting new XL, Cedar Creek, Cherokee, and Cougar campers, along with many previously owned campers. So if you're looking for a new camper or used, Rebel Camper has a very large selection to choose from. For your next camper, shop Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Clare City.
This is Dr. Renee Reese of Heartland Eye Care Centers. We are dedicated to offering high-quality, caring service to patients of all ages. We are a family-run business providing friendly and professional service that is recommended and trusted. We offer optometric services from eye exams to contact lens care to glaucoma screening and more. Our experienced staff will schedule your appointment, provide top-quality service, and show you a wide range of quality frames and lenses. We look forward to welcoming you and your entire family to Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, Dawson, and Slayton.
All right, no score between Lacapaul Valley and Benson. Section 3A softball playoff, second round. We're in the top of the third. Lexi Simmons is batting. 8-9-1 batters for the Braves. Facing Riley Sawatsky, pitches high. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Spencer Wager. Spencer's listening in Chicago. And he is Riley Sawatsky's cousin, so thanks for listening, Spencer. Appreciate that. Talk to Grandpa and Grandma between games here, and they're pretty proud of Riley out there. She's had an excellent career in softball at Lacapaul Valley, being a senior. His 1-2 pitch, chop to Kittleson at first, and I think it's foul.
Foul ball, yep.
We appreciate all of our listeners, especially those online, listening across the country. Got listeners in New Mexico, Florida, Arizona. 1-2. Sawatsky's pitch is outside. 2-2. Well, we got a couple finals from Murdoch. KMS beat Dawson Boyd 8-6. And there's a check swing foul out of play. Then this game just completed. YME beat BBE, the third seed, the Sting, 2-1 over the Jaguars. So YME and KMS will be playing each other here shortly in Murdoch. And I think we'll get some updates there. Swung on and fall back there.
That's her third strike out there, foul ball. So Riley's got her on her heels.
So in the winner's bracket today in Section 3A, Lacapaul Valley and Benson, KMS and YME, South Half, Edgerton taking on TMB, and RTR taking on Wabasso right now. It's called strike three. What a pitch by Sawatsky. And that is strikeout number 5. And here's Tori Andrews, the center fielder. Pitch is low, I believe, for a ball. How many years were you head coach, Sue, of the Eagles?
Head coach? I was head coach for 3 years, okay. But I've been coaching for over 25.
Over 25 years.
I'm going to say that finally.
Oh, once in the air, and Gertis giving chase, can't get there. Silently.
Yeah.
And you got to be pretty proud of that.
Well.
And you're still coaching.
Still my age.
You coached the 7th and 8th grade in JV back and forth this year.
Yep. I did.
How'd you do?
We did okay. You know, with junior high, it's a little different atmosphere with, you know, you play 3 innings here and 4 innings there. So, but no, overall, very, very proud of the girls, and they learned a lot.
She got hit, I believe.
She did.
Yep. Andrews was hit by a pitch.
Kind of just got away from Riley.
Here's the top of the order, Emma Kruzmark, number 5. So, yeah, and then the JV did well.
JV did well this year, yeah.
Okay.
Here we go, Kat.
All right, so Benson with a base runner at first base, one out here at the top of the third. Second base runner of the game. Kruzmark grounded out to Sawatsky in her first at-bat in the first inning. Here's a pitch, swung out and missed. You know, when you have a good pitcher, you have a good catcher, and Isabel Gertis is a very good catcher.
Yes. And then you have defense behind you, so let them hit it. They'll make the play for you.
1-1. Kruzmark pops it foul out of play over the first base dugout. Boy, looking down the first base line, there's a lot of people sitting out there and a lot of people in their cars and their lawn chairs out in the outfield. Great atmosphere here at Lacapaul Valley right now. Ground ball fouled on the third base side. Earlier today, Benson eliminated McCray 11-8, and Lacapaul beat Ortonville 10-0 in 5 innings. Pitches high, ground ball, Fungarden comes over, fields it, and she's not going to be able to make a play.
Well, off that pitch like that, that runner is ready to go because it's hitting on the ground. So her job is to get over to second base, and she's really quick. And so she was out there, and Tori didn't have any chance of getting her out at two.
Tori was thinking about the force to throw it to second for the force, but then by the time she didn't do that, she was going to first. Good decision by
good
her,
decision,
though,
yep.
to hang on to the ball and not throw it.
Well, then that second base runner goes to third,
yep.
so.
Here's Walter, the pitcher, batting. And Swatz gets one ball, one strike to Isabel Walter, who struck out in the first inning. So Benson with a threat here. Andrews on second, Krusmark on first. There is one out.
There's
a high fly ball left center, right center field, and it drops in there for a base hit. Here comes one run, and the Benson Braves lead 1-0.
You know, Lockpile did a good job getting that ball into the infield and holding that runner at third base, but they did score a run.
Krusmark goes from first to third, and the Braves lead 1-0. They're the fifth seed in the tournament. So a good hit there by the pitcher, Walter, helped their own cause out there, Sue.
Yeah, and then a pinch runner for her. So Benson's threatening here, so we need to shut him on down.
Runners on second and third, Himley batting for the Braves.
Only one out, so got to go to one.
So Riley Swatsky in a bit of a jam here in the top of the third inning. Pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Benson, of course, plays in the West Central Conference. Eagles in the Camden Conference. There's a shot down the left field line, and it's foul. She got around on that one, Himley.
Sure did.
Himley is the catcher. She walked in the first inning. Krusmark on third. We got a pinch runner for Walter on second. Get the number there?
No, I didn't get her number.
Here's the windup in the pitch. Foul down the first baseline out of play.
Number six is on second base.
Okay. Number six is Haley Ellinson. Haley Ellinson, pinch running for Benson. Hey, big pitch here for Swatsky. Two strikes on Himley. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. Oh, no, called strike three. And the Benson fans not liking that call from the referee.
No. Nope.
That was a big pitch, a big strikeout, because now there's two outs.
Next is number 14, Brittany Flower.
Here's Brittany Flower.
Fire up, Brett, here we go.
First baseman. Pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Benson with runners on second and third. They lead 1-0 here in the top of the third. Riley trying to get Flowers out here to end the inning. There's a ground ball fouled on the third base side. This is a big at-bat in this game here for Benson, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, two outs, so we need to get the batter.
Flowers batting. Two strikes on her. Two outs. Two on for Benson. Here we go. Big pitch for Swatsky. Inner windup, the pitch, swung on and struck her out.
That's the way to get out of a jam, Riley.
Big strikeout for Swatsky there. But Benson comes up with one run on two hits, no errors, and they leave two on base. Eagles need to answer back here to come to bat here in the bottom of the third. They're down 1-0. We'll be back after a word for our fine sponsors.
Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Erickson Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to noon. Check out their website at ericksonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson. After the game, stop by City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota. Try some appetizers like fried pickle chips. They serve sandwiches, burgers, build your own pizza, roasted chicken, and much more. It's a great place to meet family and friends. They're open Monday 4 to 11, Tuesday through Saturday 11 to 11, and closed Sunday. That's the City Hall Bar and Grill, a community-owned bar and grill in Mineota.
Paul Ramos, Sue Volk here. We're in the bottom of the third inning. The Eagles have their work cut off on. They're down 1-0 in the Section 3A game with the Benson Braves. It's the 7, 8, 9 batters, Kendall Shellstead, Ayanna Gibson, and Claire Borstedt. Facing the pitcher, Isabella Walter, a senior right-hander, pitching to Shellstead. Kendall pops it up out of play over the first base dugout. Boy, there's been a lot of foul balls early in the game here.
Back at us.
Tony Smith has to have about 3-4 dozen softballs here, the way this game is going. Next pitch is the ball. 2-1. Kendall, what'd you say, just a ninth grader,
just
right?
Just a ninth grader, yep.
She's a pitcher too, Sue?
She is, yes, she is.
Here's Walter's pitch to Kendall, and that's a strike called. Lock and Pearl fans didn't like that call either. The wind is blowing straight in. And here's the windup, the 2-2 pitch to Shellstead. Fouls it back.
She's got to win this battle here.
Ayanna Gibson on deck for Lock and Pearl Valley. This is a huge, important game because both teams will be going to Marshall on Saturday, but if you want to stay in the winner's bracket, it makes life a lot easier that way. Here's a 2-2 pitch. And ball three.
Yeah, inside.
Marshall has really nice complex they built down there. Supposed to be in the 80s on Saturday.
Oh, no way, really?
Yep.
Well, we'll welcome that.
Full count pitch. Kendall swings at that one and fouls it back. So the freshman Kendall Shellstead hanging tough here against the senior pitcher for Benson Walter.
My little Ashton, your little sister's picking up her foul balls.
Oh. Full count pitch, Walter in her windup. Here it is.
Inside.
And that's high and inside for ball four. Great at bat there by Shellstead, wasn't it?
Great. Now Yana will just need to pull her, move her around.
Leave Ayanna had a nice hit against Ortonville. Here's Ayanna Gibson, number 14, the left fielder. Kendall's at first base. She had a nice slide in game one. You teased her about that,
Sue. I did. I told her she got her uniform dirty.
Swing and a miss. Yeah, was that a head? Where was
head
that?
First, yep. Where, third base.
Third base bag?
Mm-hmm.
Dirtied up her uniform pretty good. Yeah, she was all smiles between games when you were teasing her about
that. She was. Now watch. There could be a steal on here.
Here's the pitch. Popped up. Behind home plate, out of play. Goes into the netting right next to us here. Well, the Eagles, give them credit, even though they're fouling a lot of balls off, they are swinging the bat.
They're getting the bat on it, yep.
Two strikes, Deanna Gibson. 1-0, Benson leading. There's a ground ball to the right side to the second baseman. Tags. Shellstead throws the first for a double play.
So Kendall's going from first to second, so she's right in the base pass. She has no choice, but to, she could have stopped, I suppose, and then she tags her and throws it to first for the second out.
Wow. Couldn't have hit the ball.
Just in a bad spot.
Bad spot there. The Robeski, the second baseman, making the play. And so, just like that, nobody on, two outs.
No, Claire Borsett's at bat, and she's got to get on base.
Nice turn double play there by the Benson Braves. 4-6-3. Here's the pitch, and it's a drive out the left field. Oh, it's caught by the left fielder.
Diving catch coming in from left field, short little dribbler, and she flies into the grass, and she comes up with the ball. She's all smiles.
Ellie Cruzmark, a junior for the Benson Braves, fantastic diving catch in left field. Wow, that was impressive. Well, the Eagles, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We'll go to the Top of the fourth inning, Benson leading, Lacapaw Valley 1-0. We'll be right back.
Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated in Minneota is here to help. Pete's Electric Motor has now brought in the starter and alternators for ag and construction equipment. Pete's Electric repairs electric motors and has new and used electric motors on hand. Pulleys and belts, all your air needs, dryers, hoses, fittings, and cast air compressors. Pete's also has new and used pallet racking. Pete's Electric Motor, with over 25 years of experience, just a mile and a half north of Minneota on County Road 3. Give Brandon a call at 507-872-5188. Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Minneota.
You know it takes the right decisions and the right seed for top-end yields. Count on Golden Harvest for the agronomic know-how to help you choose the right seed for top performance in your fields. Right here in Madison, Minnesota, your Golden Harvest corn hybrids feature advanced genetics with the ultimate trait stack, AgriSure Duracade 5222 with in-bag EZ Refuge. Put us to work for you. Contact your local Golden Harvest seed advisor, Steve and Seth Haas, in Madison, Minnesota, and make every field count.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Paul Ramos, Sue Volk here. 1-0, Benson leading Lacapaw Valley in the fourth. And Riley Swatsky pitching to Ellie Kruzmark. And 2-1. I got to correct myself. That was Lexi Simmons, the left fielder for Benson, making a fantastic diving catch to end the inning. Lexi Simmons out there in left. Fantastic catch. 2-2 to Ellie Kruzmark, the third baseman. Here's the pitch from Sawatsky. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Another strikeout there. Strikeout number 8. Here's Presley Nygaard, the shortstop. Riley delivers, and it's high. Haven't seen Riley use the changeup this game, have
no,
you?
No, not that game. It kind of got her on her back heels. She's having to throw strikes, and so changeup doesn't come as easy then.
Pitch to Nygaard, fouls it back to the fence.
She is pitching a lot inside, though, which is keeping the batters on their toes, and so they have to kind of back out a little bit.
A lot of Benson Braves fans here this afternoon. Everybody's put their coats on. It's gotten quite cool. 1-1 to Nygaard, pitch outside. 2. Once again, defensively, Curtis Bannon-Plake, Kittleson at first, Bond at second, Shellstead at short, Bungarden at third. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Gibson in left, London center, Borstead in right. And in the circle, Riley Sawatsky. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Shot down the right field line, foul. What happened?
I thought that was going to take somebody out of the bleachers.
Did it go in the bleachers? I didn't see.
Yeah, right over the top of their heads.
2-2 pitch. Close ball game. We're in the fourth inning. 1-0 Benson. Popped up right side of the field. Addie Bond calling for it. And I think she made it.
Yep.
In foul territory, what a catch by Addie Bond.
We couldn't see it because of the dugout, but by the cheers of the girls, we knew she had it in her glove.
Betty next is number 21, Miranda
Quasi. Yeah, Addie and Kittleson were in foul territory right in front of the first base dugout. Went out of our vision, our sight line, but the girls, Lacapaw girls, jumped up and cheered.
Sure did.
2 outs. And here's Klassen, Miranda. Swing and a miss. For strike 1, I believe. Yep.
Strike 2.
Strike 2, okay. Miranda Klassen, the designated player. 0-2 pitch. 2 outs in the fourth. Sawatsky delivers. Ground ball to the right side. Kittleson, goes out in the right field. We'll have to go a base hit there.
Yeah, I think so. She had to go quite a ways over to get that ball, and then Addie was trying to back her up as that ricochets off. And
Kittle said the first baseman kind of dove for the ball
right
out of her reach, and Addie kind of overran it,
right,
and the ball went the other side. So So Benson with a base runner with two outs here in the fourth, leading 1-0. Lexi Simmons, the left fielder, batting, who made a fantastic catch. Pitches low for ball two, 2-0. Count to Simmons. Foul back to the backstop.
We should have kept track of them today because we've had a lot of them back.
Amazing how many foul balls have been in this game. We're only in the fourth inning. A lot of softball, section play. Hard to believe section play is already going on. It's been quick.
Well, and then it's been so cold, too, so it doesn't feel like softball weather, but if it's going to be 80 on Saturday, ugh.
Ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, one on at first base for Benson. Here's the pitch from Swatsky. Swung on, struck her out. Out number three. So for the Braves, no runs, one hit, no errors, and they leave one on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the fourth. The Eagles need some runs, Sue.
We sure do.
They're down 1-0. We'll be back with more section softball right after this.
Independent Oil Company of Canby, Minnesota, owned and operated by Dave and Tim Henges, offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. They've been in service since 1935. Check them out today. So farmers, if you're looking for a new provider, they are the competition. They're your local Amstar dealer, Independent Oil Company of Canby, Minnesota. Call 507-223-5942. That's 507-223-5942. Also, check out their tire prices. Independent Oil Company, the competition. Located Canby, Minnesota, serving this area since 1935. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Once again, Paul Raymond, Sue Volk here at La Caprile Valley. The Benson Braves leading 1-0 in our second round today of Section 3A softball. And it's going to be the top of the order for the Eagles to face the senior right-hander, Isabella Walter, from Benson. Taylor Shellstead. Walter in her windup. The pitch. That's low for a ball.
You need to get Taylor on base here so she can get on that base path and score us a run and tie the score.
And she can run the base pass. Here's the pitch. Popped up behind home plate. And it goes into the stands, I think.
Yeah, it did. Missed the net.
It missed the net. Somebody catch it? You know, one of my first baseball games out here, it was against Benson, actually. In baseball, here's the pitch swung on. Benson, the foul ball, it went over the backstop, and some Benson lady was looking up, and it hit her right between the eyes.
Oh, no.
Right on the forehead, and knocked her out cold.
Oh, no.
She was all right.
She was all right.
Ball two, two balls, two strikes. I remember that clearly. I was broadcasting, it happened right in front of me. It was kind of scary there for a moment.
I would say.
Two balls, two strikes to Taylor. There's a shot to center field. The center fielder running over and makes the catch.
I just got hung up in the wind, too, up there, and just gives that outfielder time to get out there to make the catch.
Andrews, the center fielder for Benson, hauls it in for out number one. Here's Riley Lund. Walter's pitch to Lund is inside and low for a ball. Riley reached on an air in the first inning. Benson and La Caprile Valley, Section 3A softball. There's a ground ball, base hit center field. Riley Lund. Listen to the La Caprile crowd, they're trying to cheer the Eagles on. Tying run at first, here's Riley Swatsky. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Eagles trying to make things happen. Swatsky at the plate, Lund at first base. You can expect Riley the steal here. Here's the pitch. There's a strike called to Sawatsky. Briley can really help her cause here with a swing of the bat.
Now I'll be ready for the steal. I think the sign's on.
Sue, you're stealing signs?
I am.
There goes Lund. Here's the pitch. It's popped up. Lund's got to get back. They make the catch. They throw the first double play. My. That'll end the inning. The catcher is a pop-up in foul territory. The catcher, Himley, makes the catch. And then Lund was taken off and couldn't get back to first in time. And a second double play of the game for Benson.
Yeah, they're hot.
Hey, we're going to go to the top of the fifth. 1-0 Braves leading the Eagles in section softball. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
We're here with you when it comes to reducing maintenance costs. That's why we carry Senex Premium Lubricants, Gear Lubricants, Hydraulic Fluids, and Greases. With over 75 years of proven performance in the field, Senex Lubricants have stood the test of time. They'll keep your equipment running smoothly and provide superior heavy-duty protection. Stop or call today to the Lock Pro Co-op of Dawson and Madison, your local cooperative, and let Shane or Dan take care of your lubricant needs.
If you're ready to finally get a good night's sleep, come to the Mattress Barn in Marshall. We have the perfect bed to fit the way you sleep. With traditional, split, and adjustable options, we can find the right combination to help you get a good night's sleep you deserve. Plus, you can save over $800 on select mattresses. And right now, every mattress purchase receives 2 free pillows. Other great deals and purchase perks are waiting for you at the Mattress Barn on East College Drive in Marshall.
One to nothing, Benson leading Lockball in the fifth inning. Ball game's moving right along. Up in Murdoch, Wyoming leading KMS 2-0. How about the Sting? Got to give credit to the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, even though their season came to an end earlier today against KMS. They lost 8-6 against the number 2 seed Fighting Saints, who they had split with during the season. And Dawson Boyd actually jumped out to a 5-0 lead right off the bat, Sue. But they played KMS tough today.
Well, good for Dawson Boyd.
2 strikes, swing and a miss for strike 3. Andrews goes down swinging for the first out.
Now top of the order.
Emma Kruzmark, the right fielder. She got a base hit, got all the way to third base. She pops that one in the air.
Oh,
and
wow.
Claire Borstad giving chase. Can't get there. One strike to Kruzmark. Wind up in the pitch. Popped up right field. Claire Borstad, who hauls it in. Nice job by Borstad in right field.
Yeah, that's a big out.
You know, the way the wind's blowing, you can see the ball kind of tailing a little
yep.
bit.
Girls are doing a good job, though.
Russell Tyler Ruthen's leading Wabasso after 2-5 in the south half of the bracket. And who do we got here? The pitcher, Isabella Walters, who got an RBI, the only runner of the game, hitting in Andrews in the third inning. 2 outs, 1-0, Benson leading Lacapal Valley. 1 ball, 1 strike to Isabella Walters. Here's the pitch. Oh, there's a hard hit ball left field, base hit. Anna Gibson quickly gets it back in. So Isabel Walter, 2-for-3 on the day for the Benson Braves.
And a pinch runner for her, number 6.
Pinch runner number 6,
Callie
Anderson.
Who? Number, who's that?
Number 6 is pinch running for the pitcher.
Oh, okay. Here's the number 9, Anderson Himley, the catcher. So with 2 outs, Benson has a base runner. swing and a miss. There goes the runner. There'll be no throw. So she gets out number six. Ellingson gets to second base.
She had a pretty good jump.
Yeah. Himley at the plate with a strike on her. This is a big at-bat. Ground ball to Bumgarner. Oh, she bobbles it and then throws to first, and they get her just in time.
Good play, Tori.
Tori didn't field it cleanly, and she recovered nicely and quickly made the throw over to Kittleson for the third out.
She's got a rocket of an arm, so.
Yep. All right. Well, come on. The Eagles down 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back after this.
Caddix Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddix Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby.
Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Canby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience at Doug Service and Marine Incorporated. Their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMinc.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Canby.
All right, Bumgarner, Kittleson, Gurdes, and hopefully more for the Eagles batting here in the bottom of the fifth. They're behind 1-0. Number one seed, Lochaber Valley, taking on the number five seed, Benson Braves. Benson eliminated McCray earlier, 11-8. Lochaber Valley ended Ortonville season 10-9 earlier this afternoon. Lochaber Valley crowd trying to make some noise as Tori Bumgarner steps into the batter's box. I tell you what, Walter's done a fantastic job in the circle for Benson. Here's the pitch to Bumgarner. It's low for a ball. Tori's due this game. Well, she just won at bat, sorry.
Yeah.
Ground ball to short to Nygaard. There's the pitch, and that's low for ball two. Eagles have hit into two double plays, right?
They have.
Two double plays in the game. Two balls, no strikes to Bumgarner. The pitch popped up in the infield. Nygaard, the shortstop, catches it for the out.
I saw the yellow of the ball. She just about dropped it.
That looked like an ice cream cone there.
Yeah.
One out. Here's Taylor Kittleson, the first baseman for the Eagles. I like the new helmets. They got the LQPV on the side. I like that.
Yep, I like that too.
Here's the pitch from Walter. It's high for a ball. Well, one thing the senior right-hander for Benson is doing, she's really keeping the Eagles off the bases. Here's the pitch. And that's a ball, 2-0. On deck is Isabel Gurdes, the Eagle catcher. Close game here, folks, 1-0. The pitch. Strike called. Ooh.
I look a little outside to me.
Just a little bit. Two balls, one strike. Kittleson at the plate. Walters in her windup. The pitch. There's a shot on the center field base hit. That was a hard hit ball by Kittleson.
And Taylor keeps continuing her streak on her at-bats.
She's got a streak going, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Looks like we have a pinch runner for Kittleson.
Brandy Meyer.
Pinch running is number 17, Brandy Meyer.
Meyer, number 17 out there. And Kittleson gets a nice hand from the Lochaber Valley crowd as she comes back into the dugout. So the Eagles are in business with a runner, Meyer at first, and one out. We got Gurdes stepping up into the plate. The Eagles need some runs. Let's see if Coach Sawatsky does. Pitches high. There goes Myers. Here's the throw. And safe.
Safe. Yep. She dropped the ball.
Boy, it looked like she was going to be out there.
It was close, but she got the ball. I think if she wouldn't have got the ball, I think she'd been out.
So, Myers at second base, the tying run for the Eagles. Here in the bottom of the fifth, Curtis at the plate. And the pitch is a strike, was it?
Yep.
Okay.
Come on, Isabel. We need a hit here.
One ball, one strike to Isabel Gerdes. Walters delivers. And that's inside for ball two. Meyer at second base, representing the tying run here in the bottom of the fifth in this winner's bracket. Second round of Section 3A softball. Pitches high for a ball. 3-1. To number four, Isabel Gerdes. Wind not blowing so much now. Looking at the flag. Pitches outside. Ball four.
Doctor.
And the Eagles have runners on first and second.
Brings up Kendall Shelstead.
The freshman steps into the box for Lacapau Valley with one out.
Timeout, Benson.
Now Benson's coach comes out. Barb Schwartz, the head coach. And Tanner Peach, first assistant coach, comes over to talk to coach. We got the meeting of the minds going on about both teams right now.
We do. Well, it's a crucial part of the game right here, so everybody's got to know what everybody else is going to do.
Well, Kendall Shelstead batting, and Ayanna Gibson and Claire Borstead, the bottom of the order for Lacapau Valley. And Schwartz, the coach, out there talking to her infield and her pitcher. You're right, Sue. This is a crucial part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Benson was in a close game against McRae. They were tied 6-6 into the sixth inning earlier, so... Benson again playing another close game here in the section playoffs.
Yeah, McRae had a bad inning in that game, and we call it where the circus comes to the field, and we want to get rid of the elephants, and they just can't get the elephant off the field. So,
all right, everybody's back in the dugout. Here we go. Kendall Shelstead batting. Runners on first and second for Lacapau Valley. And there's a strike thrown. A lot of people here watching the game. A lot of Lacapau Valley students in the bleachers to our right. Walter's pitch. There's a blooper to short. Nygaard with the catch. Big out for Benson.
I'm nervous now, Paul. I'm getting a little nervous. Come on, Anna. We got to hit this ball.
Yeah, that was just a little bloop pop-up by Kendall Shelstead to Nygaard at short. Easy catch. And here's Ayanna Gibson. Here's a pitch. A shot, center field, base hit, and Coach Swatsky's going to send Meyer home, and we're tied 1-1. Now they got Curtis in the hot box,
yep.
And they tag her out for the third out.
That's okay. We scored a run.
The Eagles tie it up on Ayanna Gibson's single. Curtis tried to go to third, and they got her in the hot box.
You know, sometimes when your adrenaline's going and you think you're going to get that second base, you know, we teach that. So nothing wrong with that. We've tied the score.
That's the main thing. Hey, we're gonna go. That was an exciting play. Going to go to the top of the sixth. Benson coming to bat. You're listening to Section 3A softball right here on Q92. We're tied up 1-1. We'll be right back.
At First Security Bank in Canby, they'd like to remind area farmers that experience counts. Like farming, ag lending isn't something you learn overnight, and it's not something you can learn from a book either. First Security Bank in Canby has many years of professional experience in agricultural lending and all types of guaranteed loan programs. For farm operating, livestock, or real estate financing, see the experienced staff at First Security Bank of Canby, wishing the Canby Lancers the best of luck. First Security Bank of Canby, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, and proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Program.
With higher commodity prices comes higher coverage and higher costs. If you are looking for an agent with a common sense approach that is fine-tuned to your operation, talk to an agent with Haugen Insurance Agency today. With two convenient locations on Highway 75 in Madison and Ortonville, we are able to meet your needs. We can walk you through how your multi-peril policy is used for marketing bushels to take advantage of good prices, and we can also look into whether or not a hail policy makes sense for your operation.
stop by our office or visit our website at www.haugencropins.com. Haugen Insurance Agency Incorporated, a farmer's helping hand.
Paul Ramos, Sue Volk here at Lacapaw Valley. Sue, we got a great game going on here, don't we?
We do. We're on the driver's seat right now. We just had a little team huddle in the middle of the circle, and Riley said, let's go. And
14,
we got a three up, three down right here.
Yep, tied up 1-1. Benson batting in the top of the sixth, and there's a drive out in the center field on the first pitch. Base hit for Brittany Flowers.
That was just right up the middle.
Here's Ellie Krusmark, the third baseman. Yeah, Flowers, she didn't waste no time slapping it out in the center field. Benson gets the leadoff batter on. Here's Ellie Krusmark, the pitch. Strike called by the home plate umpire. Boy, I don't know if you can hear the fans in the background on both sides. They're making a lot of noise down there right now. 1-1 the score. Sawatsky, inner windup, the pitch. Strike two.
Everybody wants their team to go in Saturday without a loss, so.
Yeah, you got to stay in that winner's bracket when you're heading to Marshall on Saturday. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out.
That's a huge strikeout.
Strikeout number 11. She matched the first game in strikeouts. Top of the sixth inning. Here's the next batter for Benson, Nygaard.
Got away from his
ball. Oh, ball gets away from Curtis. And down the second base, representing the go-ahead run, is Flowers. One ball, no strikes to Nygaard, the shortstop. Pitches high for ball. Ball two, that is. One out. Benson, a runner on second. That's Flowers. There's a ground ball to short. Shelstead fields it, throws the first, and they get the out.
But advances the runner from second to third.
Two outs. Boy, Taylor did a nice job of charging that ball.
Yeah, that was a little, kind of a little right. Hard hopper and going all over the place, and she picked it up, barehanded it, and threw it to first.
So Flowers gets to third base. Now there's two outs, and Claussen is batting for Benson. Swing and a miss, strike one.
You got to get the batter.
Claussen has struck out, and she got a base hit her last at bat. The go-ahead run for Benson's at third base. There are two outs, Sawatsky in her windup. The pitch, changeup, swing and a miss.
That's the first time we've seen that this game, and boy, how effective that was, huh?
It was very effective. It threw Claussen off. Big pitch for Riley right here. Two strikes to Claussen. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out.
That was huge. Huge strikeout for Riley Sawatsky.
Blazing fastball.
Those are senior leadership in the circle.
No runs on one hit. No errors, and Benson leaves Flowers at third base. Folks, call a friend, text a friend, get on social media, tell them to tune to 92.1 FM. You're missing a heck of a game. 1-1, Eagles coming to bat in the bottom of the sixth.
Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company is the answer to your building needs. They have the exact building to meet your farm needs, from machinery to livestock buildings. Their competent staff will help you design a building to perfectly suit your farm operation. Ask them about vinyl siding or steel siding and never worry about painting again. They also carry cattle gates, hog panels, also Sioux water tanks. And check with them for everything you need on the farm. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is, they're always here to help you with your farming operation. Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company for all your building needs. Call 507-275-3359.
S-T-U-R-D-E-V-A-N-T-S, come and see Sturdivant's. Auto parts is what we do. We got more than that for you. Friendly folks to make you smile. You know we go that extra mile. Come inside, it's clean and bright. We got the way to treat you right. S-T-U-R-D-E-V-A-N-T-S, come and see Sturdivant's.
Sturdivant's Auto Supply, located downtown Canby. They're your headquarters for auto, truck, tractor parts, machine shop service.
1-1, and then Claire Borstedt takes the first pitch from Walters and grounds the second for the first out here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
That was a nice hard hit, but right at her.
Second baseman, routine ground ball by Robetsky.
So this is where we want to be, at the top of the order right here.
Here's Taylor Shellstead. Folks, we're in the bottom of the sixth. 1-1 the score. The Eagles tied it up last inning. Benson left a runner at third. It's a tight one. Taylor Shellstead facing the pitcher, who's done a fantastic job, Isabel Walters. Pitches high for ball two. And Sue told me via commercial break, she's nervous. She has to stand. That's the coaching here, right, Sue?
It is. I can never sit and coach. I have to be always moving.
Two balls, no strikes to Taylor Shellstead. The pitch. And that's low for a ball. 3-0, right?
Yep.
Was Coach Swatsky flashing signs to Taylor to take it, or she got the green light?
Well, if it's pretty, she's going to take it.
Here's a 3-0 pitch to Taylor Shellstead. Right down the middle, strike one. Taylor will be swinging at anything close here. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Section 3A softball playoffs. Benson and Lacapral Valley, second round. Ball four.
That's what we need is Taylor on the base.
You can bet with Taylor's speed and the catcher.
This is Riley Lund here.
Himley can throw it. She's already thrown Eagle out, trying to steal, but I don't know if they can get Taylor. We'll see. Here's Lund squared around the butt, pulls it back. Shellstead's off the second. The throw not in time.
No, Taylor didn't even have a fly. She's got to stand up.
All right, Riley Lund at the plate. Coach Swatsky talking with the home plate umpire about something. One out. Eagles go-ahead runs at second base and Taylor Shellstead.
I think they just want to make sure that Riley knows what's going on, what the situation is here. Get move over, Taylor over to third base.
Walters, the pitcher for Benson in her windup. Riley squares her on the butt, pulls it. Shellstead down the third. She is safe. She is safe. She slid under the tag. Wow, that was very close.
That was really close.
Wow.
Taylor's got a little hurt. She's a little shook up there.
At first, that was a great throw by the catcher, right on the money. And then the third baseman, Mark, man, I thought she was going to be out, but somehow Taylor got underneath the tag at third base. What a slide by Shellstead. All right, one out, Lund, one ball, one strike. Walters, inner windup, the pitch. Pop foul out of play. Two strikes to Riley Lund.
Only one out, so Riley's just got to put the ball in play somewhere.
How important is that run at third base with a tie ball game? Walters pitch. Popped up.
There's
that left field going back, and it's caught. Shellstead tags, and the Eagles lead 2-1. Riley Lund with a sacrifice fly to left.
Riley Lund did her job.
2-1, Lacapal Valley. Here's Riley Sawatsky. Nobody on base. Boy, Lund gave that one a ride, didn't she?
She did. Yep, she did her job.
Here's Sawatsky. Pitches a strike.
But we're not done yet. You know, we only got one out here. So, we got two outs. Yep. Oh, I forgot about Riley's.
Shouldn't mention Simmons out there in left made kind of a nice running catch off Lund's hit. Pitches high to Sawatsky. That was a huge run. 2-1, Lacapal Valley in the bottom of the sixth inning. Walters in her windup in the pitch to Sawatsky. And that's ball two. Pitcher versus pitcher. What a softball game this has turned into be. Isabella Walter, the senior right-hander, delivers to Sawatsky, and that's high and away. Oh, did he call a strike?
He did.
Wow. That's a strike.
Oh, come on, Riley.
Two balls, two strikes to Sawatsky. Walter, pitch. Hit the right to the second baseman for the third out.
Oh, just right at her.
A line drive. There to Robeski. But the important thing is the Eagles got a run. And they lead Benson 2-1. Benson coming up to bat in the top of the seventh. Eagles three outs away from a win. We'll be right back.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
The Co-op Credit Union in Canby offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Canby.
All right, folks, we are in the seventh inning, Section 3A softball playoffs. Lacapaw Valley and the Benson Braves. We were tied 1-1, but last inning, thanks to Riley Lund's sacrifice fly to left, scoring Shelstead, the Eagles lead 2-1. Sue, they're three outs away.
They are. You know, that last play, that last inning, you know, with Taylor Shelstead, when you put her on the base path, you know, you just got to get it around, and that's exactly what this team did and put us up 2-1. So, Riley's just got to go three up through now, and so
8-9-1 batters for Benson. Lexi Simmons batting, the number 8 batter. Here's the pitch by Sawatsky. Swung on and fall back for strike one. 2-1, Lacapaw Valley leading. YME was leading KMS, 2-0 still in the fourth or something like that? Third? Okay. That's that game being played in Murdoch. Here's the next pitch to Simmons. That's a strike two. Lexi Simmons, I don't think, cared for that call. She has struck out twice in the game, both once looking and once swinging. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three. Look at Riley Sawatsky with the fist pump.
Yep. She's fired up.
She is big time.
Two outs away here.
Tori Andrews, the number 9 batter. She was hit by a pitch and struck out in her two at-bats. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike. I'm going to have to stand up like you, Sue.
Absolutely.
Andrews at the plate for Benson. Swing and a miss for strike two. Riley Sawatsky's got her game face on right now. Curtis behind the plate. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Oh, she got a piece of it.
I like Riley. When she wants to be in charge, she's got that little ponytail going back there, and I just know that she's going to be throwing some heat.
One of the best softball games I've seen so far, in a couple of years anyway, that I can remember. 2-1, Eagles lead. The next pitch, 0-2 pitch, ball one. To number 3, Tori Andrews, the center fielder. One ball, two strikes. We're in the top of the seventh. Ground ball. Sawatsky fields it underhand. It's to Kittleson for the second out.
Nice play by Riley. She's a little dribbler, and she puts the glove on it and tosses it over to Taylor for out number 2.
Eagles are one out away.
Right next, 5.
Here's Emma Kruzmark. She's got a base hit, and she flied out to right. Two outs, 2-1 Eagles lead. Pitches a little bit high.
Just a little bit.
Riley's got a big smile on her face. That ball got way away from her. Ball one to Kruzmark. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Big cut there by Kruzmark. Eagles lead 2-1 here in the top of the seventh. There's two outs. Here's Riley's pitch, and that's high. Settle down, Riley.
So, yeah, she's got to settle down.
I think her emotions are getting a little best of her right now.
My emotions got me, too, so.
Two balls, one strike. The next pitch. Popped up. This could be it. Right side of the field. Bond giving chase. Oh, they can't get to it in foul territory.
Way too far left.
Good effort by Claire Borstead out there. Addie Bond. Look at the Lacapoil Valley students in the bleachers over there. Guys, it might be the baseball team over there.
Sure it is.
Standing up cheering. They're making a lot of noise. Look at them. Two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Foul back. And look at the baseball team chase after the foul ball. Are they giving $20 bills away at the concession stand?
That's good stuff.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Ball three.
Wow.
Wow's right. Full count. The Benson's cruise mark. Eagles lead 2-1. Pitch out. Hit out in the center field. Base hit. Wow, nice job by Kruzmark. Keep the ball game alive. Well, it's not over yet, folks. Here's the pitcher. Oh, she's dangerous. Isabel Walter. She's 2-for-3. She's 2-for-3. And she can help her cause out here. Benson with a tying run at second. Here's the pitch. It's high for ball. Walter's hit it to left center field. Both times, she hit the gap between left center. There's the next pitch. It's a strike. Riley's working fast, isn't she?
She is, yep.
One ball, one strike, two outs. Top of the seventh, Kruzmark on first. Here's the pitch by Sawatsky. Ground ball.
Little dribbler.
To Shellstead. Second base, out. And the Eagles win. The Eagles win 2-1.
That ball was hit up to Taylor Shelston, and she just picks it up and lobs it over to Addie Bond for out number three. Eagles win.
What a game, Sue, huh?
It was a fun game. Nerve-wracking, but it was a fun game.
Oh, crazy. And I don't know if you can hear the crowd in the background, but they're into it.
A lot of smiles on Eagles' faces, and they're... Each team is clapping hands and wishing us well in the next as we go into Saturday.
Now, the biggest thing you want to do is stay in the winner's bracket. And they did just that. That was an entertaining game.
That was a good game. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Happy
and
for the girls.
Look at them go out the left field. Coach Sawatsky's running out there, and they're going to have a meeting out there, and it'll be a happy one. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Larson Tiling is one of the oldest tiling construction companies in the state of Minnesota, founded by the Larson brothers in 1947. A company based on honesty, integrity, and perfection. A job done right. Larson Tiling isn't the largest ag drainage company in the state of Minnesota, but at Larson Tiling, they feel they're the best at what they do, using the latest technologies, equipment, and best employees. Larson Tiling is continuing to expand its size, coverage area, and workforce of quality employees. Stop by and talk with Doug about all the benefits being offered. Become part of the team and apply now. Call or text Doug Breberg at Larson Tiling, 320-226-1380. That's 320-226-1380. Are you looking for a great way to improve the air quality in your home? Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Madison has an idea for you. Have their team install a new or replacement Rood furnace or air conditioning system, and you'll get a free UV light disinfection system. Ultraviolet light disinfection will destroy many of the harmful organisms found in every home. Get all the details today by calling 320-598-3761 or 507-829-6190. Talk with the gang at Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Madison. Ask about the free UV light disinfection offer with the purchase of a new or replacement Rood furnace or AC system. 320-598-3761 or 507-829-6190.
Some of us were born to farm. Some diesels, like Cenex Premium Diesel, were born to fuel. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn to reduce particulate matter and keep filters cleaner for longer. Fuel your equipment like a pro with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster and leave typical number two diesel to the amateurs. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
When you're smiling.
Let Dr. Brandon Elstead and your friends at the Madison Dental Clinic make you feel good about your smile. There you'll find many of the newest technologies dentistry has to offer right here in Madison. At the Madison Dental Clinic, they see people from 2 to 102, and they'd love to see you. They'll help you find your best smile. Call 320-598-7433. That's 320-598-7433 for the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, Minnesota, where they remind you, only floss and brush the teeth you want to keep.
When you're smiling.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Lacapel Valley. What an exciting win, Sue. The Eagles win 2-1 in the second round of Section 3A girls softball. What'd you think of that game?
That was a fun game. Eagles came ready to play, and Benson gave a run for it. You know, we just couldn't put the ball in play, and what did we get? Three hits compared to, it's a good game. It was a good game.
All right, our Ag Plus cooperative play of the game, Sue. What are we going to go with?
You know, I, Paul and I talked, you know, I think Riley, you know, with Taylor on base and Riley Lund coming to the plate, and she does her job and does that sacrifice fly out there to score Taylor, you know, and puts us up 2-1. She did her job. She knew what her job was and shows her leadership out there.
And our Neon Needles Subway player of the game, we picked, we discussed that commercial break. Let's go with Riley.
Riley Lund.
Okay.
Yep.
And with her sacrifice, without that, who knows?
Yep. Yep, without that, we've been 1-1 still, and who knows how the game would have turned out. So,
the line scores read, Lacapel Valley, 2 runs on just 3 hits. What a job by Benson's pitcher, Isabella Walter, just allowing 3 hits to the Eagles. 2 left on base. It was a pitcher's duel. 1 run for Benson, 4 hits, 5 left on base, and 1 error. And that was a pitcher's duel, just 3 hits for the Eagles, 4 hits for the Braves. And join me as head coach Scott Zawatsky. Are you done sweating, Scott?
I think that took a few years off of my life right there. But, you know, we talked about that's the kind of ball games we're going to get in right now. And we've got to be able to grind when things aren't going our way. And we did that. By the way, I sprinted about 30 yards, so I'm exhausted.
I saw that. Well, you sprinted out with the girls. The girls sprinted out the left field.
Well, they told me I was going to be the last one out there, and I didn't want that to happen. So,
what did you tell the girls in the huddle out there now?
Just that, you know, we're going to get into these games where we have to grind. We've got to figure out ways to generate runs. We had some hard-hit balls tonight just right at people, and that's ball. You know, we get you have some unlucky breaks sometimes with some great at-bats. But I tell you what, Yana Gibson and Riley Lund, big time, big plate appearances in the big moment. Then, of course, you get Taylor Shellstead on the bases, and I just said, I'll see you at third base in 2 pitches. Because
that's exactly what I said, Scott. I said, you know, they put Taylor on the base path, and they're going to pay for that because she's going to get around to third rather quickly. And that, so.
Yeah, when she was up, I just thought, if we can get her on the bags, good things can happen here with that part of our order coming up. And honestly, Yana hit the ball well. The other, Claire Borstead, her stats aren't going to show it, but she stung the ball today. I mean, she hit some ropes right at people. So just to grind, you know, Riley threw a heck of a game.
Riley, it was a pitcher's duel. Isabella Walter, the senior for Benson, you know, just holding the Eagles to 3 hits. Riley held 4 hits.
Yeah, and I give credit to Benson. I mean, their record is nothing like they showed up to play today, and it's tournament time, so teams will do that. But, you know, Barb's going to do a nice job with any team she puts together, and they came out ready to compete, and that pitcher did a really nice job.
They sure did. It was exciting. Sue was nervous here, and as a former coach, she was pacing back and forth. The crowd was really into it, weren't they?
Yeah, you know, and I want to give a little kudos to our JV girls too, because they really brought the energy in the dugout. And you know, that was one of the things that Riley and the girls said out in our huddle out there, is just a big thank you to them for being so engaged in the game, being cheerleaders. They're just such a positive group of young ladies, and that's big, because they didn't let us get down when the grind was on. And I'm not gonna lie to you, in the fifth inning we hadn't scored yet, and my knees were starting to shake a little bit, but Of course, we have.
Well, I think they hit it. There's a two double plays. They had.
Yep. And again, just the softball gods were not with us at those particular times. Balls were hit in the exact perfect spot where our runners were at, and it just. But give credit to Benson too. They made the plays.
Yep. So they did. Well, the good thing is you remain in the winner's bracket you got through today.
That's what we said. We're in the winner's bracket. We're going to Saturday. Haven't been beat yet. We'll try to work through some things here the next few days at practices and hopefully pack our A games when we head down to Marshall.
So do they cross bracket here? It looks like because YME's leading KMS right now 2-0 in the top of the fourth.
Okay.
And we're not sure if they cross bracket or not.
I don't believe so. Okay. I think we will play my understanding is we'll play the winner of
KMS
of that
and
game.
YME.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then at that point we'll cross over.
Okay, and that's 11:00 in Marshall on Saturday. Great. It'll be a little warmer, they say, huh?
Well, it is what it is. I think we'll be ready regardless of what the weather is, and hopefully we can get out there and compete and see what happens.
That's right. Sue was stealing your signs here on the air, so.
I love it. She should know them. So it's kind of a program deal where we want everybody, and it's nice because when our JV girls get in, they know the signs because it's what they've had all year long. So when we have them on the bases and helping us out there with a little extra speed.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, good, Scott. Thanks for everything. I appreciate it. And congratulations on two big wins.
Thank you. Appreciate your guys' coverage.
Yep. If you see Riley Lund and Riley Sawatsky, bring them up here if they're still around. So we'll get the player of the game. And if Riley Lund's still around, we'll visit with them. And a big win there for Lockport Valley Sioux.
Exactly.
And looking forward to Saturday. Of course, the section baseball tournament begins on Saturday as well. Lockport Valley will find out the seeds that they'll be at. And let's visit with Riley Sawatsky first. Hey, Riley, how's it going?
Hi, Paul. I'm feeling great right now.
You should be.
Yeah.
What a game that was. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. You want me to talk about the first or the second game?
The second game.
Oh, we didn't even play two. I'm sorry. Yes, the second game against Benson. I was so happy that I have these girls behind me because I don't know what I would do without them. They made some amazing plays. I can't even explain how happy I am to be out there on that field with them.
Yep. You threw a no-hitter the first game?
I did.
You had one walk.
Yeah, my mom always says, Riley, no free lunch. But,
no free lunch.
I did give up one walk, but it didn't seem to hurt us too bad.
Yeah,
so.
You look frustrated. Sue and I talked about that. Oh, she looks frustrated.
Yeah, I don't like to give free lunch.
Okay. Yeah, that was a heck of a game, just all four hits. Big hit by Riley Lund, a big sacrifice fly there by Riley.
Amazing.
That.
You know, it helps a lot having Taylor Shelstead out on the bases because she's so fast. And when Riley pounded that ball, it honestly was one of those moments where we were all in the dugout just screaming. Like, we knew that Taylor was going to tag and be able to score, and we were going to have two.
Yep.
So that made us feel like we sealed the deal.
Yep, that's what Sue called it.
Mm-hmm.
You get Taylor on the base. She's going to get the third.
For sure. For sure.
All right, I named you a player of the game, of course, with a no-hitter you're going to get in play of the game.
Thank you, Paul.
There's your 20th T-shirt of your career. stick around here. Let's take a picture here. And we'll talk with Riley Lund here a little bit. Let's put the – yep, there we go. We're taking a picture on the radio. How's that?
Sounds good.
We'll do that. So, Riley, let's talk with Riley here. And, Sue, you can visit with Riley, too.
Riley, I told you Riley Lund, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So I told her when Taylor got on the base path, I thought, you know what, Taylor's going to be at third base, and Riley just needs to do her job. And you stood up at the plate, and you did your job and did that sacrifice. You don't put that ball in play.
Mm-hmm.
It's an out. You strike out. Taylor doesn't score, right?
Yep.
You did your job.
Yeah.
Awesome job. Awesome job.
Thank you.
What kind of pitch was it? Fastball?
Fastball. It was right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
Perfect pitch.
You really hit it high and deep. That's what you wanted.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think if it was a pop-up to shortstop, Taylor would have scored. The way things are going. So you girls having fun?
Oh, it's lots of fun. I love this team. The energy's so fun this year.
You don't see that at all out there. It seems like you're not having any fun.
Oh, yeah.
You get along well with everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Like, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, there was so much noise coming out of the dugout, we could hear it playing.
Oh, it was crazy. That's all I could hear was them yelling.
Yep, and I know the baseball team, or a lot of boys were here.
Yeah, we had a big student section over there. They were cheering for us.
They look like they're doing the Macarena one time over there. I think, did you see that? They're all in sync.
All sorts of dance moves.
Oh, they're doing all sorts of dance moves, yeah.
No, that's awesome stuff when you see a student support each other.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really is. Yeah.
All right, well, good luck in Marshall on Friday. It's supposed to be 80
Saturday,
degrees. Or Saturday. Saturday. Good luck in Marshall on Saturday. It's supposed to be 80 degrees. You'll like that.
That's
you
perfect,
prefer to
though.
Play in temperatures like this or a little warmer?
With no wind.
Yeah, I like warmer with no wind.
No wind. Well, you had wind today.
Yeah.
That kind of affected the ball once in a while, didn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah. Out in center field?
Yeah, I didn't get many balls, though. But.
Yeah. Well, what was wrong with that?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. Good luck. Good
Thank
game,
you.
Guys. Bradley Lund, player of the game in game two of their sacrifice fly. Out in the center field, and that was the big run of the game, Sue.
It was. Yep. Good job, girls.
Eagles win 2-1. The last report we had, YME. We're getting another report here, YME and KMS. Let's see what that is here. Top of the fifth, KMS 3, YME 2. So there's a close game, too. So 3-2, KMS leading YME in the top of the fifth there in Murdoch. All right. Well, thanks, Sue, for helping out.
Thanks, Paul, for asking me.
And we'll be in Marshall on Saturday, right?
That was wonderful.
All right. And that'll wrap it up here. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. Once again, the Eagles win it 2-1 over the Benson Braves.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Lee Motor Company, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Fixin Chiropractic, Spudzinski for House, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Dominic Seeds, Heather Nursery, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Midwest Truck Parts, KB's Bar and Grill, Ludwig's and Tylik, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power Association, REC, Canby Farmers Grain, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Jubilee Foods, PK Hagen's Restaurant, CCM Health, Southwest Insurance Services, B&B Electrical Contractors. Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Sewerable Designs, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, House of Spirits, Appleton, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Heartland Eye Clinic, Erickson Chevrolet, City Hall Bar and Grill, Pete's Electric Motor, Steve Haas, Independent Oil Company, Olson Dre Service, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Doug Service and Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, Helmet Insurance Agency, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Sturtevant's of Canby, Madison Bottling Company. Section Sports brought to you by the Canby Co-op Credit Union, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Madison, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison Dental Clinic, Souther Building Supplies, Sprongett Auction and Real Estate, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Jim's Market in Canby, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson, Gislason's Hardware, American Surplus, Minneota Building Center, Woodstock Telephone Company, Appleton Building Center. Section Sports brought to you by the Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, T&D Barnwood Rustics, MVTV Wireless, by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, United Prairie Bank Madison, Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison, Chad Fuller Construction, Ag Processing Incorporated, Miller Services Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Canby Meat Center, Prairie Sun Bank, Edward Jones and Company, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Dawson Truck Parts, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Gruel Electric, also brought to you by B. Johnson Electric, Appleton Area Health, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Kluver Law Office, Citizens Alliance Bank, A&B Auto in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, and Section Sports brought to you by Prinz Bank, Pyrrhus, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Kyle Small Engine Repair, and Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92, 92.1 FM.